everybody. That didn't feel natural at all.
You took the same lean back, big breath approach and then just hit with a high, and it just took me by surprise. I'm sorry. I messed up our intro already.
Oh, well, doesn't matter. Hi, everybody. It is Shane and Dan. Mm-hmm. Flyerside Chat, or FKA Flyerside Chat. If you didn't notice, it's been a while since we've been on the brand here. And it's because we're moving.
That's right.
It's spinoff time here. For those of you that have been paying attention, back in November and December, we recorded a bunch of mini-series stuff for Shane's impending leaving. He's still in a Guatemalan prison. I am trying my goddamnedest to get him out. It is an election year. It's hard to pull the political strings, yada, yada, yada. I had to have another guy rob the taco cart that Shane stole from and then bring a full laptop into his ass and get it into the prison so he can be here tonight to talk to you about this. But we have been working hard in the absence of Flyerside Chat, and we're building something new here, and it's called the Tip to Tip Podcast. In true Flyerside Chat fashion, really.
That is correct. It's been a bit, I was wondering what the funk on the corner of this laptop was and why it was so small. I feel like I'm recording on a BlackBerry device that flips open. These prisons, but the Wi-Fi is shockingly good here. We're moving. We decided, and this is something that's been, I feel like, probably a long time coming. We kind of broke off the traditional hockey talk that we had originally spoke with on Flyerside Chat, and then it kind of was reduced to a half hockey, half kind of life and stories. And then it really grew into the absurdity that ultimately became the last two or so years of Flyerside Chat. And it's just so vastly different from the rest of what I still consider to be, kind of peak Flyers podcasting. So it felt right to make this move for both me and Dan to kind of continue, our podcasting relationship, our creative endeavors here, and to, allow for the space of Brotherly Pod and Brotherly Puck to remain Flyer centric and to sit there and, not kind of have the bastard stepchild that was. So we're moving.
Yeah, we are the Tip to Tip Podcast. We are on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, various other minor platforms as well. We were checking all that before we started. We're out there. Things are still in the process of updating as of this recording, so hopefully it should be good to go by the time we officially launch, which will still be a few months away. But have no fear, everyone. We are on Twitter as well. Tip to Tip Pod, TIPTOTIPPOD. Tip to Tip Pod is in my bio and Dan the Flyer if you want to check that out as well. So you can do that. Website will be up. TipToTipPodcast.com. Find all kinds of stuff. We're going to be doing some writing and other assorted nonsense over there. It'll be we're taking this spinoff big.
Yeah, look, we're looking forward to it. I think for anyone who's listened to our shows, when we hit and it's good, it's really good. It's really funny, and it's something that we're really proud of. Wasn't always easy to hit all the time, with Flyerside Chat, and we understood that some of it grew a little stale. This is an opportunity for us to kind of refocus and kind of create the archive and create seasons and create content that we know are going to hit consistently. To have the backlog of good content there. And then beyond that, as Dan mentioned, within the website, both Dan and I are creative writers and creative minds, and we're able to sit here, and through the last several weeks through these crackly prison calls that I'm getting with him, we decided to sit there and say, hey, what if we sat here and we had some sort of short, blog style website as well, kind of bring some additional juice, some additional coverage, and a little bit of a unique look into, me and Dan and our ridiculous minds. So it's something we're very much looking forward to. There's going to be a link to The podcast on the website as well. It'll have an archive index of previous episodes, some highly rated episodes and things like that. But it'll kind of be that, and the Twitter will be a central hub for information for us going forward.
And if you're going to subscribe in the short term, episodes are going up now. Like I said, we're hoping for an early summer return back to normalcy here. Well, we'll pick up with brand new content. But, you know, every Monday and Thursday, we're looking for episodes right now. Mondays are our favorite episodes of Flyerside Chat, what we considered the best of the best. You know, republishing that stuff for all of y'all that have, you know, enjoyed that stuff, want to go back and listen to it. And all the best stuffs are up as well. All 9 episodes, season 6 is done as well, so there'll be 10 altogether. And then Thursdays, the miniseries is going up, which we have changed the name to. We call it The Tip Jar now. They'll go up every Thursday. So everything that we recorded months ago at this point is finally going to be used. You finally get to get answered your questions. I hope nobody got a divorce in the meantime waiting for our answer. But, plenty of content is going up right now, even though we're not officially launching just yet.
Yeah, you know, so everything you're going to get through, you know, this is all like a bit of a soft launch here. You know, Monday nights you're going to get the chat. Thursday nights you're going to get the tip jar. You know, as Dan mentioned, we're going to be, you know, putting up things to establish the rhythm and for you, you know, to start to understand the schedule and to know when to expect, you know, from me and Dan here. You know, we're excited to sit there and revisit some of the old episodes. I think one of the coolest things about what we're doing now, and really what we were able to do in the later days of Flyerside Chat, we're creating content that is essentially timeless.
Yeah.
You know, so much of our earlier stuff at Flyerside Chat, you know, it could be 50 to 100% of the episode was geared specifically towards what is going on in Flyerland right now, which ultimately means that episode is unlistenable or there's no need to revisit. The content that we're creating here, this is for both shows. You know, it'll ultimately be the chat, which is, you know, more or less the same type of feel as Flyerside Chat. And then the tip jar, which has been like the mini series that we're going ahead and we're putting out and slowly releasing during this soft release. And then there are therefore after. These are things that, you know, you can revisit at any time. Dan and I have listened to so much of our old shows, you know, when we're, you know, washing dishes, cutting the grass and doing other, you know, random things, driving on longer road trips, places to just be like, you know what, let's revisit an old friend. And it always hits, you know, so these are the episodes that we're going to be bringing you during this kind of soft, opening and soft release of the Tip to Tip podcast.
It's one of the things I look forward to the most with this new brand is just, that stuff is going to be timeless. Coming from a hockey podcast where things have a 36-hour shelf life, you know, going to create stuff that is going to last. And you can pull up any Flyerside Chat for the most part, you know, once we get past the first 20 episodes or so that we did, that was strictly hockey. And it's still, for the most part, you can all listen to it and not a whole lot has changed. And that's what we're going to aim for here as well, is just stuff that you can pull up anytime you want and give it a listen, which is, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I completely agree. I think it's going to be the type of thing as well, you know, knowing that we're going to be releasing 2 episodes a week, and knowing that at least one of those episodes is going to be geared very specific to a topic that we will release and you'll understand and know going in. It may not have relevance for you in March, but maybe that topic finds itself relevant to you in June. And you say, you know what, I didn't have to listen to this in March because it didn't apply to me. But my life has changed now, and perhaps I do want to go and visit this old podcast and just know that it's there for you. You know, it's going to be on deck. It's going to be sitting there waiting for when you need it. So, you know, and especially the tip jar, you know, Dan mentioned hopefully no one's gotten a divorce in this time, you know, and Lord willing, that is the case, you know, but, you know, perhaps when we release an episode on relationships and, you know, or poor relationships and you're looking for a particular type of advice, and when we release it, you're in a really happy and healthy place in your relationship. And then 6 months later, unfortunately, maybe something happens and, you know, you want to feel like you're not alone going through some of those things and you want a sense of community. you're able to revisit this, and it's just going to be able to live forever. So anytime you go through some of this stuff, anytime you want to learn about board games or music, food is going to be a revisited topic often. Dan and I both are people who love to be in the kitchen. So, you know, our entire goal with that tip jar show is really to be for you, by you. You know, this is the content that you wish and that you guys request. And then it's us just doing our best to try to, you know, bring light to or levity or whatever it might be. So I'm really excited for it.
And the phone line will remain the same for our Fireside Chat days, 267-227-0328. We have a list, I think it's 30 or 40 ideas long right now of topics for what will be Tip Jar episodes. And we will be asking for those questions on the Twitter page pretty regularly now that the Twitter page is up and running. So if you see those, text in. You may not get answered immediately, but it will get answered.
100%.
We're going to. I've been archiving stuff. We've been asking on and off already. From there, we had some leftover stuff from the first time we ran through some questions. So I've been archiving all this stuff. We will get to it eventually.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of these topics are not overly time sensitive as well, which is good, but some of them are. And when that happens, we'll address that with, you know, a little more legitimacy than what we're doing right now. But if you text in a food question, we got a couple of those. Well, it'll get answered, you know? Well, it'll sit in the archives for a little minute, but when the time comes, it will get answered. So everything that we get will still be talked upon. 267-227-0328, and then check out the Twitter page, Tip to Tip Pod, for the words. Template? That's not it. Prompt. There you go. That's what I'm thinking of. Prompt.
There you go. I didn't know where you were going with it. You know, and as always, you can follow both me and Dan on Twitter. I'm at Billy Meats. He's at Dan the Flyer, a fan. You can DM us things. You can just tweet at us in our mentions if you really wish to cross that bridge in public. And then again, we mentioned the website. The website's going to have a link to our email as well. So, you know, you're also welcome to reach out that way.
Tip2tippod@gmail.com.
Yep. So there will be a link there. You know, and that could be for anything. That could be your responses to prompts that have already existed. We'll have
dick
a list. So sure. I'm shocked that
it is incredible. We did this, had this text line for like 3 or 4 years and not a single person,
not one. And look, honestly, if you send us one, we'll do the courtesy. We'll sit there and we'll give it an honest review.
Oh, yeah, I'll review.
We'll talk about lighting. We'll talk about angles. You know, we'll talk about at what percentage we think that you're, you know, fluffing or not. But no, you know, I think a spot on the website will have, you know, a list of all of the previous prompts that have been used, you know, and then a selection for you to sit there and say, hey, you know, I noticed this isn't on the list. This is something that, you know, I'd really like to hear about. You know, and we encourage you to do that. So, again, this is everything that you desire this podcast to be. You know, we're going to take it there for you. So, and I think we're both really excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, plenty of content, plenty of good shit. It's going to be the Flyerside Chat that you all know and love, just a little different. That's all. It's fresh. Yeah. It's going to be new. And I think we're both very excited to do something new and try something new that's still the same, still under the same bubble, but different. I think we're older, we're wiser, we're more mature. It's time to attempt to tackle this again in a more insightful manner than it was at Flyerside Chat. And this new brand will allow us to do that. We're going to try all kinds of stuff.
For sure.
So, yeah.
And that's what we got for you. So, you know, again, text line's going to remain the same. You know, we've given you, you know, both of our personal Twitter accounts, the new podcast Twitter account. Website will be up, you know, in the coming weeks here. Hopefully by the time you've listened to this, we at least have a little bit of that website up and available to you. You know, but we're excited to get this going, man.
Yeah. Text line 267-227-0328. The Twitter is tip2tippod, tip2tippod@gmail.com, and tip2tippodcast.com for the website. And you're up on all your favorite platforms. The Apple Podcast and Spotify links are on the Twitter page right now. You should be able to search us out if you're not on one of those listening platforms. It does look like we're up on some of them anyway. We'll work on it. This is a much larger headache than we anticipated when it comes to distributing, but
to say the least,
we're working on it. So if you have a platform that you would like us on, I don't know how you're listening to this otherwise, but hey, you know what? Doesn't matter. Maybe we're up on Brotherly Pod on stuff that we're not on Tip to Tip. Who knows? Whatever the case is, just let us know if you want us to go anywhere in particular that we're not already yet, and we'll work on it. So, yeah, I think that's all we want to do. Just a short little commercial here to let you know where we've been and where we're going next and where you can find us. And, you know, it's a new era here. We're both doing something new, and I'm excited.
As am I, man. As am I. I'm excited for the feedback, too. You know, I think it's going to be really, really crucial, you know, and this is something that we will likely not make a habit of, but it is going to be very crucial in the early days of this podcast, you know, to the word of mouth, you know, be often and be positive, so long as we garner that, which I believe we will. You know, so if you are listening on Spotify, on Apple, it really does help at least generate some awareness, you know, and some legitimacy, behind the show and brand to rate and review those things. Probably not something we're going to ask for often, if maybe ever at all. But it does mean something in the beginning and helps these new brands to kick off strong.
Yep. I hate begging for that stuff and typically
me too.
Blows up in my face, but, if you feel so kind as to do so on Spotify and Apple specifically, drop a 5-star when you subscribe right immediately. It'll help us out. So, yeah, I think that's it. I think that's all we wanted to do. We just wanted to let everyone know what's up and where you can find us and what we're doing. We may drop a couple more ads here as we lead up to our official launch. Like I said, hopefully early summer for that. Late spring, early summer. So, yeah, and we just wanted to let everyone know what's going on here and appreciate all of our years doing Flyerside Chat.
Very much.
The few of you that stuck with to the bitter end, I appreciate it. We definitely both do. I had a lot of fun doing that show, and I'm going to have a lot of fun doing this one. And it's going to be good for both brands. It's good for us to go out and expand and spread our wings and do our thing, and then Brotherly Pod can focus solely on hockey. And with the additions, you know, we added Papa and Dylan this year, you know, with the rest of the team that was already here, you know, we got enough guys now that everything is under control over here, and we can have the luxury of leaving and trying our own thing. And you know, even without that Monday night show, we still got more than enough people down in the fort. So, very excited. Just wanted to shoot a commercial, everyone. Let everyone know what's up. And, yeah, you'll probably hear us again, like I said, once or twice more before we officially launch. But on the whole, just wanted to catch you few up. And, yeah, anything else you want to add over there, Billy?
Nope. I think we're good here. And I think you said it perfect. You know, I think that the Brotherly Pod brand is in a really good place with a couple new, you know, young and very enthusiastic new hosts. It's been really cool to see them, you know, kind of take the reins on some of their new opportunities. And, you know, I mean, we obviously loved her time at Flyerside Chat, you know, loved her time as part of that brand, but it was at times awkward, you know, and I do know that holding down a spot, on everyone's favorite Philadelphia Flyers hockey brand, it was probably blocking some people who were really deserving. And I'm really happy to see some of them get that time behind the microphone. And I'm excited for all the listeners to hear some of those new voices on Brotherly Pod. You know, very proud of them, very proud of that brand. So I think it's going to work out for everyone. You know, and, you know, feel free, reach out to me on Twitter. It's at Billy Meets. You can, again, through the mentions or the DM, whatever you prefer. If you have anything you want to talk about going into this new project, have questions, here to answer them.
And that's it, everyone. Until next time! Do I have to change that one up, too?
I don't know. I was just about to say. We might want to keep it.
Goodbye and good night.